Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is August the 2nd, 2018. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. And hope, and at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Would love to hear from you all at any time. Need to do that. So give us a call and for today's show or anything in regards. There was a question that someone sent me real quickly, get into today's show, but there was a question that someone sent me. It was in regards to Brother Davis' show. Let me see. It was from a Miss Brooks. Miss Brooks wanted to know what Brother Davis, which show was it that Brother Davis was talking about the $500 investment in the stock market. I think that was a little while back. I can't remember when it was. Sister Brooks. So best thing to do is give Brother Davis a call on Wise Wednesdays, and he can, you know, advise you on that. Very, very important. So just wanted to let you know for that. All right, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network because it is very, very important that we do that so that this network will stay on air and continue to bring you what it is that you have deemed as being so significant and important. And you can do that by making financial donations to the network in order for this network to, once again, keep the overall airways open for the shows and the programs to stay on. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and make a donation to from the website. and that will ensure and help and assist this network in staying relevant and staying on air. Also, you can support the network by being a member of its social media outlet known as BTR Community for only $24 a year, a yearly fee of only $24 a year, one time per year. And that will get you access to a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would otherwise be, such as on Facebook, selling your identity, allowing your employers, your customers, your clients, your professors, your teachers, whoever it is, your adversaries, your loved ones, to see everything that's going on in your life because you post it. And it's very easy for people to do that. And there could be a lot of harm instead of the gossip good that's involved in that overall platform. So come on over to BTR Community. It's a membership, so no one is going to be going there to troll you and to use information against you, in my opinion. Could a member do it? Of course they could. They definitely can. But that's not what BTR Community is all about. You can actually post things about you and your business so that you can actually promote yourself in your business, which the other platforms don't allow you to do. They only steal from you, and we engage in it. I really don't engage in that platform because of that, and you know, it's not worth it to me. I don't care how many people are on it. Just because there's a bunch of people on it doesn't make it legitimate. Doesn't make it you know to a beneficial good, to in my opinion. So I don't engage in it. That's up to you. But there is an alternative that you should be engaging in where your information will never be sold, and you don't have to worry about that. Okay. BTR Community, $24 a year, and when you sign up, you have a 30-day trial membership, and then your overall subscription starts from there. So very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you should be doing, you should be using your cash to acquire real money while you still can do that, and while you can still do that in a means, in a way that is in a benefit to you. See, one of the things that's very, very important, the key to a profit, ladies and gentlemen, is not where you sell. It's not where you sell a house, a car, a diamond ring, or anything else. The key to a profit is where you enter the market. Where you enter the market is more important than where you exit the overall market with the underlying asset. Meaning this, if you have a $1 million home and you bought the home for $1 million, and then 1 year later you sold it for $1.1 million, you profited $100,000. But if you bought that $1 million home at $100,000 when it was on the market for $100,000, you entered the market at the appropriate spot, and then you exit at $1.1 million. You just profited $1 million. Same thing with all forms of investment. You have to acquire assets. You should acquire assets when the market is asking the wrong overall price for them. That's critical. So you can do that with Prosperity Mint. Exchange your cash, your currency, for real money. Because it's going to, right now, the market is asking and allowing that asset to be sold below its market value at extremes, because they know that they haven't educated and programmed you to be aware of that. And so they just let it sit there and they acquire it for pennies on the dollar in so many different ways. I'll go over that one day here on Tando Radio Show. But take your cash, exchange it for real money. You don't lose anything. You don't lose anything. You actually lose by holding on to your cash and buying no good consumer good stuff. Stuff that have no intrinsic value. It's just commercial consumer goods for consumption. There's not a way to actually save or protect yourself. So you can do that with Prosperity Mint. And you can actually, best thing to do is that go to Prosperity Mint's website, www.prosperitymint. Check out what's in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. Dave told me to email you guys, and they will get in contact with you. Make sure you reply back, please. and they will tell you the proper way of acquiring the precious metals. Make sure that you know, because there is a way. There is a right and a very definite wrong way. And so many of us engage in things because we haven't had the proper education on, you know, things that, of that nature. And it's very important. So make sure you do that, and someone will get back to you. Okay. So let me get set up here. What did I forget? Oh, I wasn't yesterday. Wednesdays, I won't even be able to do a show on Wednesdays. Brother Davis is not going to be able to do, if he can't do Wise Wednesdays, which he generally does do. But if he's not able to make it, I won't be able to make it on Wednesdays. I have a couple of things business wise that I have to take care of. So Wednesdays is when I actually set forth that, and I have to take care of those things. So what we'll do is Wise Wednesdays, Brother Davis will be here. But if Brother Davis is not, then we'll pick back up on Thursday. So we'll definitely be here if Brother Davis is. Sometimes Brother Davis can't do it as well. If Brother Davis can't do the overall show on Wednesday, don't fret, don't frown. We'll be back on Thursday and Friday, great creator willing, for the show. But we won't be able to do Wednesdays. All right, so let me get set here. And got to jump into what's in the news. Big up to my man Roz. Had dropped a lot of good stuff in there. Roz is hilarious. You know, man, this, wow, let me get set up here. I wanted to refresh, because, and if I don't refresh, then I'll miss some things. I didn't want to miss anything that anyone posted, my man Roz or anyone else. So we're good to go. All right, let me get set up here. Cool, here we go. What's in the news? I'm going to have to refresh this real quick. Give me a second. And we'll get going. But at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and definitely want to engage with you. Looking forward to today's show. Today's show for August the 2nd, 2018, the New World Order and how it affects you. That's what today's show is going to be about. And at any time, if you have an opinion, thoughts about it. I'm not on the board as of yet. It's going to take me a little bit to get on the board. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. But before we get started into what's in the news, let me get situated there so that we can, if there's any callers that's there, I will be able to see them and be able to bring you up because your questions and comments are greatly, greatly appreciated. Without you, there is no Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. So very, very important. I just want to say big ups to – I just want to say thank you to Roz, Scotty, Brother Davis. You know, it takes a lot of work to put shows together. And you know, how the format here is that, you know, our commercial breaks are like seconds. You know, it's a couple of seconds. And to carry a show for 2 hours is a whole lot. It's a whole lot. And I really do appreciate Roz for all of his input in caring about you, the listeners, and the network and Tando Radio Show to give your energy to it all and actually, you know, work and to help us out. Greatly, greatly appreciate it because it is a whole lot. It's a lot of research, a lot of everything that goes along in this stuff. And so, but we do this for you as much as we possibly can, and we appreciate you all, but I actually hope that you appreciate this network by supporting this network because, you know, it can't just be done based off of a verbal thank you. It has to be really an appreciation. An appreciation for that that is actually assist this network in going forward. And all of you that are members inside of BTR community, you are definitely doing that. And those of you that listen to the network and you know aren't a part of BTR community for whatever reason that you may have, or you haven't donated to the network for whatever reason that you have, You know, what it is that, you know, there, if you find a value in something, and depending on what that value is to you, you should, and I hope that you will, support this network, because it will not be here without your support. And I, you know, I really can't make that clear enough. It's really necessary that we work in a collective way, not off of our get things, because I know this network has provided you all life-changing, absolutely life-changing for your family and for you individually, life-changing, you know, direction and thoughts and ideas and opportunities. So for those of you that do and have, man, we greatly appreciate. Thank you so much. And what you've done is a reflection of you. It's a reflection of your constitution, your character. And that, believe me, is not going to be rewarded by what man can give, but is always going to be acknowledged by the universal spirit of the law, and the great, in my opinion, the great creator as well, and everything that the great, because that's what the great, you are more like the great creator, because I always try to live by and think about, you know, the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself. And one of the things that the system has taught us as the people is to be taken care of by some leaders, when the people should be taking care of the people. And then that momentum will grow and go into a direction that can't be stopped. Leaders can follow a script, can be raised up, and you'll be surprised at how many systematic leaders have actually been groomed, funded, supported, for whatever reasons. And you would think that the system wouldn't do that, but it absolutely does. It funds all sides of the war, because the war is against you, you the people. And I really hope that we will look at ourselves in a way that the great creator has created us to be, instead of, because in today's world we've been taught to only look at things from what man has told us to do. Man has become the deity that we worship in all venues, in all forms, political, entertainment-wise, social, economics, in all vestures. And it's something that's been done by the system, because it's created the platforms that everyone is a fan of, is a fanatic over. And that fanaticism gets us out of touch with the spiritual nature and the true nature of things. We're following mirages and facades that will never, ever, ever be able to support a beneficial, prosperous life at all. It won't be able to support it. And this is why, in so many different ways, you know, this, we have been so detached, and that detachment has actually filtered its way into, in that toxic breaking the toxic communion that was broken, plays into our physical lives, plays into our mental stability, to where we really become detached and debased, and we debased our overall individual and the collective worth of people all around us. And we've been really been indoctrinated to into a world of ubiquitous fraud and debauchery of all kinds. And so how we look at ourselves and how we value what's given to us. I'm gonna give an example. I saw a lady that was walking into a store. It was two ladies, and they were walking into a store. A gentleman with a bag in hand went over to open the door for the two ladies. Made a beeline, saw that they were going towards the door, carrying a bag, and it was a kind of heavy bag, made a beeline straight towards the door and to open it for them. And the ladies walked in, continuing their conversation without even saying thank you or even acknowledging the individual that opened the door for them. And he kind of looked as they went by, and I'm coming towards him, and he looks at me and he shrugs his shoulder. And I said, "You're a gentleman not because they deserve it. You're a gentleman because you do." And he just smiled. But it was something really, really small. But see, our culture and what we've been groomed and the indoctrination that we have now is really putting us in a position to where we are so much like the great Satan. We have an eye problem. iPhone, eye this, eye that. And we all fall victim to it. And I would just hope that there would be a community. And I know all of you that support this network and everything else, I'm not really speaking to you, but I'm speaking to your heart and saying I appreciate and thank you. But those of you, there's many, many listeners that may listen every single day. And won't support the network because of whatever reason. They think, oh, Scotty's got it, he'll be all right, he's got this far, he's done this, he's done that. I don't need to. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I'm going to tell you why you do. Because what has been talked about on this platform, you weren't going to be getting anywhere else. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things about that I've learned is that the great creator is not wasteful. What you don't use, you will lose. What you don't use, you will lose. So I would say don't lose the network. But even losing the network is so much more that goes along with that. What really goes along with that is this. You may lose touch. You may lose an opportunity because there's been someone that has actually cared enough for you to start something for your benefit, not asking you for anything. But once you start taking, there's a requirement for you to support what you're taking from. And, it, you know, there are certain individuals that understand the importance of that. But then there's those of us that we do, but we don't think about it. Then there are those that we know it, but we don't care. I'm going to tell you something about not caring. The not caring is not really going to affect those that you don't care about. That not caring is really going to really, really diminish your quality of life. Always has, and it always will. Misery does what misery thinks. So, please, if you take from the network, give back to the network so that the network can continue and continue to give you, because I think that that's so important, that there be an exchange, an asset exchange. So, all right, so just wanted to say that to you. So I'm going to jump into what's in the news, and we got the first article that I posted for today's show. And today's show is The New World Order, How It Affects You. This one comes from Forbes. The Greatest Depression, the IMF has just released its latest review of the Greek economy. So definitely check out that. It plays into everything, especially for today's show. And it is going to those overall economic collapses are going to continue, and they're going to continue adversely affect those that are unaware and haven't taken the appropriate measures to protect themselves from that. Check out that article. Next article I got from the BRICS Post. BRICS can defeat Trump's protectivism, an analyst says. BRICS can defeat Trump's protectivism. The BRICS is no longer in need of proving to the naysayers its sustainability and viability. The time has now come for it to expand its membership and reach among emerging markets, which it has done. The world was in a grip. It was in the grips of a growing financial crisis when Brazil, Russia, India, and China first agreed to form an economic bloc in 2008. So, yes, the overall BRIC nations, and I've talked about it quite extensively here, significance, and they are going to be controlling so much, and that's what a lot of today's show is about as well. Next article comes from the South China Morning Post. U.S. competes with China's Belt and Road with Asian Pacific Investment Plan. The infrastructure development plan was revealed by the U.S. Secretary of State at the Indonesia Business Forum in Washington. Here's the fight, Joe. And this is going to be try to be direct competition with Belt and Road in the AIIB, Asian Infrastructure Investment Banking, and BRICS itself. And guess what? It will lose traction. This is where the overall U.S. economy is going to really, really start to falter from these types, because these programs will not do well. The membership is not going to be significant, and they're going to be falling out, and that's because the overall influence of the U.S., and it's going to talk about that today. Very important. Check out that. Next article from the Daily Economist. U.S. rejects joining China on a Silk Road initiative. Instead, it seeks to create its own competitive Asian development project. Same thing, different form. Very, very significant. We'll probably take a look at that real quick. In President Trump, celebrity figure Trump's pursuit to try to make America great again, both domestically and abroad, it appears that in the realm of economics, he wants to primarily go it alone. Over the course of the last several months, celebrity figurehead President Trump has sought to take on Canada, Mexico, China, and the EU, and even Russia when it comes to energy, trade, and tariffs. So you're definitely going to check out that article today for today's show. Next article from the BRICS Post once again. BRICS Summit prioritizes defense of multilateral trade systems. What does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, they've made a treaty to defend each other militarily. This is going to be what NATO is going to be fighting the BRIC nations, and many of the NATO members are going to leave NATO and join BRICS and then militarily engage and economically engage the NATO and all of its allies, a.k.a. the U.S., in both economic and military strikes. And this is going to be significant. Next one I got from Anti-War. intel on Iran could be catastrophic. Check out that article. Next article got from the BRIC Post once again. South Africa business leaders endorse BRICS multilateralism. Very, very important. BRICS nations is growing. Next article, this came from Paul Craig Roberts. The United States is the largest prison camp in the world. Check out that article. Next article I got from oilprice.com. Mexico's next president will pour billions into oil. Has everything to do with what we're going to be talking about on today's show. Next article came from RT International. Netanyahu threats Iran with all Israeli arms if Tehran blocks key waterways off of Yemen. Celebrity figurehead Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, has lashed out at Israeli arch foe Iran, vowing that any attempt by Tehran to block the key waterways off of Yemen coast will be met by force from the international coalition and Israel in particular. Setting everything up. Next article got from RT International. Beijing appears... Oops. This one came from RT International. Beijing appeals to the U.S. to stay calm, correct attitude after new tariff threats. China appealed to Washington on Thursday today to stay calm and correct its attitude. Check out that article. Once again, has everything to do with this. Next article, Rise posted this one from minipress.news, how BRICS Plus is challenging America's economic war on Iran. Check out that article. Goes along with today. Next article, Rise posted from Minted Press. Netanyahu declares Israel ready to join Saudi war on Yemen. And I do think that that is going to be one of the trigger points for the overall declaration of war via World War III and GNW I. Next article, Rise posted this one. Israel deporting detained freed flotillas activists. Israel begins deporting detained freedom flotilla activists. Check out that article. Rise posted this, that one. Next article, Rise posted from mintpressnews.com as well, how Washington's manipulated Nicaragua's death toll to drive regime change. Check out this. Let's see if I get this thing to stop moving. Check out that. And yeah, they've been in Nicaragua, the you know, the school of Americas and everything else, and you know, inside of the U.S. has had its hand throughout America. And, you know, it's so funny. America is not just the United States. You know, it's Brazil is in America. Venezuela is in America. Nicaragua is in America. It's just, you know, North America, Central America, and South America. But it's funny, most people say America and they think the United States. It's not hardly. Mexico is in America. So, but... the U.S. has had a huge, huge hand in the Central American and South American countries for a lot of different reasons, for pharmaceutical, illicit drugs, and controlling the economy based off of that to get people addicted to their currency and everything else. It was a well-orchestrated plan that actually was not put together by some guys in suits in different banks, you know, just in 100 years. These plans have been around for thousands and thousands of years, and these individuals, new individuals, just come in to the same old seat and do the same old job as before. There's nothing new about that. This stuff is going on. So check out that article. Another article from Mint Press News, Rise posting, Yemen offers peace to Saudi Arabia. Junta's leaders announced ceasefire. Next article, Rise posted from Activist Post. The number of Americans living in their vehicle explodes as the middle class continues to disappear. Next article, Rise posted from Active Post. Again, American Cancer Society chief officer calls cell phone radiation studies a game changer. So when will the AC update warnings about the harms from cell phones and smart meters and et cetera? Yes, without a doubt. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, some of the cancer societies, they themselves, see, we got to be careful of those individuals, because what they do is all of their all of the donations that they get, 97%, 96% of all the donations goes to their overheads, and the rest goes to the overall research for everything else. This is why it's never enough, and it's all a scam. It's all a scam. It's ridiculous. That's why it's, be careful where you donate. Give it to real people that are going to be doing real things with it. These institutions, just because they have commercials and you heard about them, it doesn't make them legitimate at all. Question everything. Question everything. There's a lot of these, you know, and you can name them, you know them all. Just they don't do any good. They've actually created that overall 501c to steal from the people. None of it goes to the overall intent of the donors, which is theft. And we heard of them, so we think that they're legit, and everybody else in the family did it before, so we do too. I've heard about it my whole life. Well, they've been no good your whole life, and they're going to be no good the next seeding of your generations, their lives too. Somebody's got to break the cycle. Next article from the Express Tribune. China agrees to give $2 billion loan to Pakistan. Istanbul, in a major development, China has agreed to immediately give $2 billion loan to Pakistan, a move meant to arrest the sliding official foreign currency reserve and provide much-needed breathing space to the new government. The $2 billion loan will be categorized as an official bilateral inflow, said sources in the Ministry of Finance and the State Bank of Pakistan. Significant, significant, significant. And we're going to definitely talk about that. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to be looking at some of this stuff, because we want to put this all together, because today's show is the New World Order and how it affects you. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and greatly, greatly appreciate you. Just want to say big ups to my Brother Davis and Sister Davis, greatly, greatly appreciate you. See you in the overall chat room. And I didn't get to talk to you guys, but I'm going to definitely give you a call, Brother and Sister Davis. So thank you for Wise Wednesdays. Thank you for all that you do. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, so here we go. You know, we've heard a lot about the New World Order. Now, I'm not saying what I'm going to be discussing is absolutely correct or anything else, but it's just something for us to think about. You know, I think it's very dangerous when so-called new things come out. You know, you've heard for probably about the last 15, 20 years maybe, since I guess it was really highlighted when back in the 90s when the first Bush president was going to be engaging Saddam in Kuwait, Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield. Desert Shield turned into Desert Storm, and talked about, but the New World Order has actually been talked about from the Kennedys and all of those, you know. So you've heard about the New World Order. And I would just say to you, there's nothing new about the New World Order. It's really the old world order. There's nothing new about it at all. See, they come up with little propaganda or marketing sayings to catch the overall population that is currently listening. There's nothing new about the New World Order. The overall world order that we currently are affected by has been in existence for millions of years and is not new. It's not going to change into anything new unless we, the people, change it.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To your point that you just made, and that's why I opened up my mic to comment, is so I'm scanning the news, right? And so this is the little petty stuff that they put out to the masses to get you distracted and not really considering. So here's a headline from the Washington Post. Ivanka Trump says she doesn't consider the media the enemy of the people. Disagrees with immigrant family separations. Now, earlier I was reading where they were Let me scroll up. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, we know that's the press secretary that speaks to the national media. She refuses to say the press isn't the enemy of the people. Now, what kind of simple ass question is that to be asked? And is the media? Why is that even a question? Why isn't it a question? Yeah. And the, you know, the obvious answer that they're looking for, or the answer that they're trying to coerce you into saying, is no, the press has never been the enemy of the people. It's the fourth pillar of government and all this and blah, 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 blah. But if you really look at the history of the media and how it's been used as either a government propaganda tool in order to, what's the word I'm looking for, indoctrinate the public to a worldview, or how they interpret society, or how society should be. You know, when you look at slavery in this country, or and I'm just focusing on this country, pre-1865, and what they call, you know, racism, white supremacy, the racist laws that was in place, the media was always in favor of that. Or you know, just like when they call where a bunch of white people murder, you know, black people like Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they call it a riot. It was no riot. It was an attack. You see what I'm saying? So
it was a slaughter. Exactly.
So the press participating in COINTELPRO, you know, taking press releases straight from the FBI to manipulate the court of public opinion through the newspapers, so they would demonize whoever their targets were or whoever may be on trial to influence potential jurors. So, I mean, it's just a dumb question to be answered to ask someone. And so, you know, yes, the enemy has shown itself to be, the media has shown itself to be the enemy of the people. There is no one media, you know, like there's just one media outlet. So I don't know if that's what you was talking about, one of the little tricks or whatnot, but I thought I'd share that.
That's exactly, and Scotty hit the nail on the head. It's you know, one of the more formidable weapons created was the printing press. But even before the printing press, there was propaganda and manipulation of the overall general opinion of the citizenry throughout history. You know, the press is there to tell the people what to think. That's really what it is. It's to tell the people what to think. And they've put it into a way to do it by magic, to make you believe something. And they've done it very effectively in so many different things. And that overall tool is what the system has always used. And so, you know, now you start to hear about, I'm going to tell you, very significant. There was a significant arrest of a very wealthy individual. And this wealthy individual's family owns and controls. It's a big difference between ownership and controlling. They control some major, major media platforms. And there was one of the family members of the liquor company Seagram's was arrested on for being engaged in pedophilism. And what the extent of that is probably going to be really, really significant. And see, those individuals had control of major, major media outlets. And these media outlets, what do you think agenda that they're going to be pushing? This is why. Yep. Yep. OLG, yep. A whole darn island getaway. Yes. And it's really bad because the media is the preferred tool. This is why they consider the media their sacred tools. And this is why individuals, if they ever start to read a strip or become intoxicated or inebriated by the media. And then if they ever go off the overall script that they're supposed to perform, or they never had that intention, they just did some things to establish, you know, a means to communicate with people. The system is not very kind to those that will use this sacred airwaves in a way that they are not is not promoting their identity, their agenda, their objectives. And the reason why they are that way is because they created it. Neither good nor bad. If you created something, you're not going to let people or individuals use what you created adverse to your objectives or benefits. That's just human nature. But see, their objectives and their methods are all malevolent, are all, you know, filled with satanic rituals of sacrifice and destroying and subjugating families and individuals and controlling the people and actually having the people work for them, give all of their energy, their valuable, priceless energy. They're able to harvest that so they don't have to do these things, that they can just engage in their ritual practices. So in order to do that, they have to create a cloud of deception. And the smoke always has to be thick. And you have to start with confusing and actually overcoming individuals at an early age. This is why they put young people inside of schools, the earliest ages, because that's when the indoctrination starts to happen. They get you indoctrinated to worshiping the government, the media, and entertainment, and different forms of adverse religions. Once they get you there, they got your heart, they got your mind, and they got your body. And then now, because of that, the spirit definitely has to follow. So it's this New World Order thing. There's nothing new about it at all. Nothing unique about it. There is no different plans other than the ones that's already been invoked and being used and actually played out now.
Hey, Dave.
They used it back hundreds of thousands of years ago, and even millions of years ago, and they're still using it today. I think, Scotty, you had something?
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, the Black Talk Media Project, Black Talk Radio Network, all the whole, I mean, we're doing the same things. I mean, the media is right. Just a tool, like you said, to communicate. It's a mass communications tool. Now, you can communicate some benevolent ideology or some malevolent ideology. You know, it's all about what you can use it to lie to people, or you can use it to liberate people. You know what I'm saying? Liberate them with
that's
the
exactly
truth.
It.
Liberate them with information. So, for me, I just want to stress, it's not the technology. It's not, you know, people need to be informed. It's a great tool.
Right.
Newspapers, television, radio, all of that. All of this technology is a great tool if it's used in, you know, for purposes that's going to help people and not harm people and not manipulate people. I mean, but yeah, we try to, you know, I try to be upfront about it, Dave. I'm in the propaganda. You know, I have been propagandizing the fact.
You've always said that.
The fact that slavery has never been abolished. Now that's really starting to, it's taking root and it's spreading. That message is spreading. People getting information on the 13th Amendment. So the digital radio technology that we have harnessed, man, we have used it for good. But those media personalities, and I guess it's just human nature we're talking about. You know, they make you think Joyanne Reed, she's your friend. You can trust Anderson Cooper. Don't he look nice with that white hair and he speaks great English and he dresses nice and all. And see, the people get attached to personalities to the point that they think like any other celebrity. Like, we really know these people and we don't know that they're just reading a script, or they might be going along with the script.
Yes, Scotty, and that was my whole point exactly. Yes, because What it is that the printing press was not wrong. What the printing press was used, the printing press is just the tool. What the overall printing press and what it was used for as a tool was wrong by those that were weighing the two or using the two. It's kind of like a doctor. You can have a doctor with a scalpel in an operation that can perform a procedure or surgery that will save a life, but then that same doctor or another doctor using that same tool will be one that will be organ harvesting from a perfectly healthy individual, kill that individual so that their organs can be harvested. It's not the knife, it's the overall person. It's the overall person. It's the overall intent. That's where things go extremely awry. And I think we should always be focusing on a lot of the intent of what's going on. And how we do that is that we have to look at things from a standpoint of be very careful in who you trust. Very, very careful. Very careful. Sorry about that. Be very, very careful in who you trust. Make sure that you're capable of discerning what is sincere and what isn't. And I'm going to tell you something that requires a commitment of you. Having the capability to discern requires you to have that as a objective. You saying that that's what you want to do. And I'm going to tell you, whenever you seek things in the universe will bring you the things that you need to be brought to you. But it's going to take work. It's going to take a commitment. And, you know, right now, things aren't that bad in the U.S. Yes, things are real, real bad, but in scope of what has been done before in the past, things aren't that bad. But things will change, and when they do change, I just want you to be on your own two feet for those that it resonates with. I just want you to be on your two feet to be able to withstand, and then not only that, seize on the opportunities that are going to come from that. Very, very important. And so in today's show, we're going to take a look at how things are being used, old traditional things are being used. And it doesn't matter what someone looks like, what part of the globe they're from, what language they speak. It's really what frequency they resonate in. And there are some individuals that resonate, and they could be out the same house. You could have two sisters that have two different frequencies. Two sisters that have two different frequencies. You can have two twins with identical twins with two different frequencies. You definitely can have two neighbors with two different frequencies. You can have different neighborhoods with different frequencies, different cities, everything. What is really, really matters is the will of individuals is so strong. And if we understand that, then we can look at what really, really is our challenges. And one of the main challenges that we have is that there are a few individuals that have the will to subjugate and enslave and keep that overall paradigm in place. And they are formidable because of how much they commit, how much energy they commit to it, how steadfast they are in it. And because of that, the overall spirit of the law cannot even violate their will. But see, the good thing about it is that, okay, that's them. You have to establish a coalition that is in objective to that. And is going to go in a different direction and not going to be and not going to allow that overall pull, that overall suction, that overall gravity to pull you down with it, to make you a part of that. You can always beat them, but you can never join them. And joining them is different. Joining them means that you are in full alignment with them. The old saying, if you can't beat them, join them, that was purposely put into the overall cultural sayings, so that you will always look at things from a defeated standpoint and say, you know what, the only thing I can do is just join them. And join them means to give no opposition, to give all of your energy, and to support them, even knowing what you know, that they're being ill-willed, misguided, and completely, completely fraudulent. That's joining. You take the same oath to their objectives as they do. So today's show, I want to just take a look at some things that's happening in the world so that we can have a different perspective, or maybe take a different look at things. And I think it's in our best interest to do that, because the overall games and the overall theater of control is always on stage. It's always in action by actors and actresses. And it's always a lie. And the lie is that they're deceiving what their true intentions are. But I'm going to tell you, this system gets bolder and bolder at different periods and different times. I think one of the matrix is the overall global population. As the global population goes up, they become much more nervous in trying to get the population down, because it's easier to control a couple of hundreds of millions of people. But when you start to get into billions of people, you got problems. Then it's easier to kill billions of people, because it's harder to control them. So they set forth an agenda to do a purging of the overall population. But they don't just purge the population of living individuals. What they purge the population is objections to their overall direction and objectives. That's the threat. That's the threat. Because they know they can't stand a formidable challenge. So just want to take a look at some of those things. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're going to take a look at the New World Order and how it affects us. And I tell you, there's nothing new about it at all. It's the same order as it was from the day that it was conceptualized. It hasn't changed. It's just evolved. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me one more minute, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
podcasts, and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. We're talking about the New World Order. Ain't nothing new about it. Same world order, new people. That's all it is. Same world order, new people. So give us a call. And the reason why I wanted to bring that up, and if you have any opinions about it, definitely share it. We'd love to hear from you. And the reason why I was bringing that up is because right now there is a the same world order, and what's happening is that we're starting to see a major, major shift of influence, geopolitical influence, economic influence, religious influence, and social influence in the world. And what's happening is that there is, you know, the system raises up nations, and all of the nations are nothing more than their overall creations and corporations. They actually make the nations a person. They give them personship status. Doesn't mean that not every person is a living entity, a living being. But what it is an inanimate object that uses the energy of the living, and then it becomes a person. So they create states, person states of the United States of America, the Corporation of the United States of America. See, it's a corporation, and who actually legalizes that? It's legalized through contracts and legalized through agreements of other individuals to uphold that. And they give their energy to do that, and they create the country of Russia, the country of you know, Bolivia, the country of whatever you want to have. And all these countries are actual corporations, and this is why they tell you when they were organized, the date that they were organized, and in existence, in their establishment, and everything else. None of these nations were created by the great creator. They were all institutionalized by man. The world order. Not the new world order, the world order. Same world order that established them. And right now, one of the things that the system does to protect itself is that the overall corporations act as a laundering of interest business. They launder all of their interests through the overall nations. They're able to steal babies. They're able to steal children. They're able to steal energy. They're able to steal body parts. They're able to steal ideas. They're able to steal resources. That's what the business is all about. That's what the corporations is all about. That's why the empires have standing. And then those empires are also given military police capabilities to challenge anyone that would go in to challenge their overall standing and their direction. And those are used as a tool to invoke force and fear, to where people will surrender. Are their weaponry real? Yes. Is their threat real? Yes. Is the danger from their overall interaction against society, the human species society? Yes. But the fear that they invoke is not real. It's applied. It's dramatized. It's molded and created to where people think that they can't challenge. They can't beat City Hall. If they can't beat City Hall, then they definitely can't beat the State Assembly. If they can't beat the State Assembly, they definitely can't beat the overall Congressional Assemblies. They can't beat the League of Nations. See, all of this fantasy was put together as a personship. It doesn't exist. What does exist is from that overall person, it establishes the overall gathering and the stealing of souls, where people will now pay homage to those institutions and be a part of that overall agenda. Now it has living credibility from human resources. This is why the word human resources came about, because that's what the system looks as people, as an asset or a resource for their using. So they create these personships known as countries. And what they do is they establish these empires. And establishing these empires, General McCody, in 1 second. And establishing these empires, they're able to pull the strings of every empire so that everyone will look at one empire and think this and think that about this one empire. They become a fan of an empire. They'll be fanatics. They'll paint their faces. They'll wear colors. They'll give their gang oath to that overall empire. They'll do all sorts of fanatic things to show their allegiance to this or to that. They'll even allow them to die for them. They'll even allow them to make the ultimate sacrifice of no longer being in the physical realm, because once you leave the physical realm, they got no more control over you. And you so-called have no more influence here. And they take everything, because everything, they conquer everything, so everything is no longer challenged. It's all surrendered. They take all of the booty. And it's set up that way. And the puppet strings get played. And then what happens is that there's dividing lines from the corporations. The corporation of this company and that company, this is what this company does, this is what the expertise of this company is, and this is the boundaries and the territories of that country, of that overall company, which is a country, and they all come together, but their overall objective is to what? Maintain the overall continuity of the government. Why are they always going to maintain the continuity of the government? Because the continuity of the government means that you are always disorganized and disenfranchised while they're franchised and organized to steal and control and tell you what to think and tell you what to believe. And they will always give you orders to follow. But see, they can't really make you follow them. They have to get you to surrender to adhere to it. You can't make a dead man walk. You can't make a dead lady pay anything. You can't make a child that's made the great transformation to appear at your next audition call. Can't do it. So what is it that they do is they play on that to invoke fear so that we'll always be afraid of that happening, and we'll try to hold on to whatever. We become so despondent. We become despondent thinkers, despondent doers, become so confused that we're always waiting for a leader or a country to identify and accept us and bring us in to give us self-esteem, to give us ourselves back. But they give us ourselves back from what they manufactured. They give you a suit to wear wear it proudly, because it's the only thing that we've known. But if we question it, our spirit has known something much greater than this. We just never invoke that as much, and as much as we need to, or the necessities of that. We don't do that. So I don't want to keep my man Jenna waiting. Before I go further on in the show, let's go to my man Jenna. Jenna, what say you? Welcome to Tandle Radio Show.
Greetings. I just had a quick statement. I wanted to I had a statement and a question. I guess I asked the question first. My question was that with everything that's going on, we see Trump saying a whole lot of stuff, and this come about because of the how you presented the question for the show. Do you think that what I personally think is that Trump is making all of the other races mad by telling the truth? You know, things such as the media is the enemy of the people. We know that they persuade them to do a lot of things that's against their own interests, meaning white people, because they think that they believe that they are doing it to hinder us, and they end up working upon their own behalf. Now, he said a lot of statements, but the one that's ringing right now is the fact that the media is the enemy of the people. And I actually believe that he's right. Same thing with us being one of the oldest constitutions in modern history. You know, a lot of people see that as crazy, but it's actually true. So my question is that we're going into is the stand your ground law racist? So we're going into that Tuesday, and my question is that do you believe that it's racist, and what benefit can you see us having by him telling these truths with all of the other suspected white supremacists fighting against it? And with that, I'll mute myself.
Cool, man. Great question, is always, Jenna. And I would ask you what, because I'll definitely respond. But what do you see, Jenna? What the benefits? What do you see?
Well, for one of the benefits I see is that him doing all of this, it stops all of these suspected white races and make them think about what they have been taught. That's one thing. What that pause does is that it gives us a little bit of time to maneuver around without being attacked, slandered, anything that could hamper us in our daily process. The second thing that I see is just the fact that most black people, when they hear this type of stuff, they tend to go back and check it out, because they believe, truth be told, we believe more what a white person says than what we than anybody else. So with them hearing this, I believe that it'll create an opportunity for them to learn some of the history without being told by somebody, just because they're like, this can't be real, but I'm gonna go check it out because he said this on national TV. That's something that we do. We're naturally curious people, you know. So that's one of those are two of the benefits that I see. If I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll correct me.
No, man. Who am I to tell you that you're wrong? Never, ever, ever that. You know, is because I'm gonna tell you, our opinions are so important because our life experiences are different. You know, and so everyone's opinion is significant. The key to that is someone's heart correct? Because when your heart is correct, then you don't have the pride of where you have to be right. In today's world, is that people their pride will move them to murder just to be right. Just to be right. And so, you know, I see celebrity figurehead Trump like every other celebrity figurehead that's ever been selected. and put there to have that, because I definitely think that if you're not serving the overall agenda of the system, you won't have a forum to speak to people. They're definitely not going to allow you to use their airways to do it. If they don't want, if the system doesn't want your voice to be heard, they're not going to give you a national mic to speak into. If you're going to be saying what they want to interject by deception and cloaking of intentions, the mics will always be on. The mics will always be on. So, in my opinion, I use it, this is just me personally, I use it to tell me what the overall hidden agenda is, reading between the lines on what's happening and what the overall, what the regulations and the fix that the system is putting into place for their benefit. And they pretty much follow the same script over and over again, and after a while, it becomes real easy. So I see anything that celebrity figurehead Trump says is because it is meant to get out there and meant to be presented. Even when Kennedy had his speech about the president and the press, they knew Kennedy was going to make that speech.
Hey, Dave, but don't you
think they allowed a forum for it.
Dave, don't you think it's a little different now, though, with social media? Trump is unfiltered. He had a social, he was on social media before. So, so I think the dynamics are changed. And you, it's no way of knowing of whether this person following a script or if they just thinking what's on their mind, which I think he does, because he's just an impulsive individual. Like, they're easy to manipulate, get angry, and he goes on these tirades on Twitter. I don't think that's scripted, man, because, you know, the system, the media has really been critical of him. You know what I'm saying? And how he handles him. Oh, he's not presidential and all. What that means is this dude go off script too much.
Can I speak?
That definitely could be a part. One sec, Jenna. That definitely could be a part. But, you know, one of the things that could also be a part was that they knew that he would be the first perfect personality. That's why he was selected to do that. To do just that. You know, the system knew about the Trump's wealth and the Trump's influence before the general population even knew who the Trump family was. They knew. They definitely knew. So, yeah, it's definitely that is extremely, you know, that's you know, extreme possibility, and probably a lot of truth to it all, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes what you want to do is sometimes you want to get the perfect fool, because sometimes the part of the theatrical parts of the play requires a fool. It requires a fool. And I think it's a setup, because I definitely see that what they're going to try to use out of this is that they're going to later on in history, they're going to say, see what happens when a non-professional politician is ever elected into office. And it's going to be, remember what the Trump, so what's their plan there? That also ingrains the people that there always has to be an allegiance to what? The political side of every government. It ensures their survivability. So, but go ahead, Jenna.
No, I was just getting to what Scotty was saying with the impulsive behavior, not being able to filter. And I understand what you're saying, but for those of us who have been checking Trump out throughout, like Roz talk about it all the time, his time doing hip-hop, he's always been an impulsive person. And from what Scotty was saying, how the media has been so crucial of him, not because he didn't deserve it, but with that impulsive behavior, you know, some of the things that he finds out, he releases that as a mechanism to get back because he can't do anything else, you know, being power hungry and able to do this, that, mm-hmm. and the other whenever you, excuse me, whenever you would like to. It's different when you're in a White House with all of these uncontrollable people above you. You know, you didn't know that at first. Now you can only say things at a certain time, and Twitter and social media is the only way that he can get that out. If you remember back when he first came about, they made it clear that his social media account was the unfiltered truth brought by him. Now they're trying to say that that's not it, because these people have gotten tired of him. And just to clarify, in case you didn't understand, you know, my question was, is that with him telling so many of these untold truths, the only way you would get them, these truths that he's telling, is if you was a deep researcher, or either that you knew somebody who gave you little book notes on different subjects for you to study to find this type of information out. And he just gives it out freely, and you know, it sends people in like a little spin, and then you have the news cycles trying to clean up what he said. But if you just go and check it out, you'll find that it's absolutely true. Now, this is not with everything that he says, but when he does do this, it's normally after he feels that he's been attacked by the public media. And what we know as Black people is that we have constantly been under barrage from this public media alongside the government that controls it. And when he says that the media is the enemy of the people, I wholeheartedly agree with him, because that's what the history shows. And I'm wondering, as a question to you once again, is like, do you believe that this is the focal point of some of this negative attention? Because we've had many presidents, just the one we just had previously, the one that looked like us, Barack Obama, who done a lot more hideous things than he's done up to this date. But even the ones that was degrading them, we still had somebody on the other end that was praising them up to kind of mitigate some of that negativity. What's being mitigated by Trump is nowhere close to what's being propagated against him. And once again, it's not that I'm with him. It's just the stuff that he says.
No.
I have checked those things out, and they tend to be true, especially when he goes on the tirade with nobody watching what he's saying or any of that type of stuff. So I'm wondering if that's part of that part of your title with this New World Order. How they are focusing on these particular aspects, because they don't focus on the fact that he's a starch racist. He has a racist history of mistreating Black people. That's not what they're focusing on. You know, they're focusing on the whether we're talking about the women, the immigrants, and not saying that any of those things are good. You know, they are horrible. But why is that the only thing that they're focusing on when he's doing so many other dangerous and also damaging things, whether they're being just said or they're being wrote into law? You know, it's a specific reason for that, and I think some of that is because they want the stuff that they want, and they want to get rid of the stuff that
right,
they don't.
Right. Hey, Jenna, one of the stories that Dave read earlier is with Iran, and now with, you know, the article that's saying how Russia and the BRICS nation are going to support Iran, keep buying its oil, you know, and what have you. And see, they're not going after him on those type of things, you know, starting World War III.
Exactly.
They even
that's
try
the point
to push
I'm making
him
right
into
there.
That, you know, with Russia especially. But when he's being belligerent on Twitter, issuing threats, talking about, you know, total destruction and directing it at people in Iran, that's unprecedented. That, you know, because Twitter wasn't around, social media wasn't around, but from a person in that position just uttering threats, that's unprecedented, man. I'm telling, it's just, yeah, it's
but
different, man.
Just to add to your point, Scotty, you know, it's kind of like, when you're attacking somebody as a bully, and you telling them everything that you could do, because, and I don't know, some of you may or may not know about this, but going through high school, you know, that bully that bully process is passed on. Remember, all of those bullies had to get bullied themselves, so somebody mentored them. So, and when you go into the presidency, you always have somebody to look after you for the first couple months. That's just how it works. Now, if you get rid of them, that's one thing, but it's always somebody to show you and guide you how things are operated. So within those couple of months that he had, he was told all of these things, because he wasn't spitting this stuff out during the preliminary, before he was inaugurated. That happened after he was inaugurated. So these are fresh new ideas that he have at his disposal to say that I do this. And we all know, especially because of this network, about all of the atrocities that the United States has done to other people around the world. I mean, not just because of this network, but a lot of it does come from here. So we know about this. And then when he starts to talk about these things, the obliteration and all of this, because it's a lot of people that don't know that we are the only people that drop bombs on somebody. They are under the assumption that we are into these wars because we have to be, and that's not the case. And when he makes these type of statements, it makes you think, like, he can do this. Like, he is the president. He can do this. So are they attacking him because they don't want him to do this,
no,
or because they don't want him to say this out loud?
No, I think it's great points that you made, Jenna, and I'm saying no just from a disagreement, from what you're saying, but from this standpoint, Trump has always been a loose cannon. You know, he's always been that spoiled brat. He's always been that narcissistic individual, and he was perfect for this time because of what the system needs. And what the system needs is that it needs to maintain control, and is going to actually sacrifice some of its businesses, is going to sell off some of its businesses so that one business won't starve another business. And their main business is subjugation and enslavement. They're not going to allow that to ever, ever, ever be threatened. And so, well, how do you do that is just as you were saying, you put in a clown that acts a fool, and everyone looks at that, and they don't look at the system of how the whole nomenclature, meaning how it all works together, and it's not just one individual. So right now, you have the overall countries of the world are aligning themselves up against the United States, because the overall new world order, the old world order, the every century world order, the every millennial world order, the millions of year world order, needs for the U.S. to die, the empire of the U.S. to die. And they're putting all of this is why you have the protectivism. This is why you said make America great and all these other things. These are things to instigate and then to stir the emotions, so that when they start to pull their next act, everyone will be properly seated and actually tenderized to what the system needs. And they do this throughout history. It's a part of control. It's a complete part of control. And it's part of the media. That's the media's job. That's the media's job. One of their jobs is to facilitate, because they were created and funded. They're created and funded to follow talking points. And those talking points are very, very diligently conscripted for an emotional response and a psychological response and movement. So what you're talking about is absolutely true. And it is all part of the whole play and everything, because the whole play and everything is that the overall demise of the corporation of America is necessary. And is necessary so that, because hate has an expiration date, they need to invoke this at the appropriate time, because they've learned throughout history how beneficial it is to be on time. And they're about to strike the timing of everything so that they will never, ever be challenged, and people will never look at their lives and say, no longer will I give energy to it. I'm going to remove myself, and we're all going to remove ourselves. We're in agreement. We're going to establish something else. That would mean they die, and they don't want to work for what they get from subjugation and enslavement, because they can't. Their wealth is ill-gotten. So, listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break, and we'll come back. Great, great discussion. You're listening to Dan Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. OLG, brother, give us a call. Yeah, if you had a question. And I just want to thank Jenna, man. Great, great. You know, he touched on a lot of things that I thought were very, very significant. And it's a part of the cloaking in control, because, you know, it's just like if you train a dog or if you train an animal, the first thing you got to do is break their will to where they will always surrender to you. And then now you have to teach them what the obedience to your rules are. And you use other animals, or you use other ones that you've broken their will for, to actually assist and to augment what you're doing and what you're teaching the one that you're now domesticating. Very, very important. So, man, Jenna, hit it out the park. Greatly appreciate you. OLG, what's going on, brother? What say you?
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm not going to try to take up a lot of time other than to say a few things. I kind of was trying to understand, Jenna, because Trump, when he first came into it, I mean, I followed him from the escalator on, and I predicted early on, I tried to go back on my Facebook page and find it. I predicted when he got roasted by Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that he would run for president,
yeah,
because of his ego.
Yeah.
But I also knew he was impulsive. The guy who wrote the book about him, David K. Johnstone, I followed him for almost 20 years. And what we also know is everybody in the media and on Wall Street and in national security knew Donald Trump is a compulsive liar. From 1975, when he okey-doked the city of New York and bought up all of the foreclosed property, right on through until when he bought the two casinos in New Jersey and was hanging around
in Atlantic
with
City.
The guy with, yeah, hanging around with
the Taj Mahal.
And cocaine, exactly. Mm-hmm. His sister was a federal judge and let the guy with the cocaine runner that owned the helicopter service, let him off. So I don't want to take up a lot of time. I'm going to say this. He's always been self-centered and compulsive. But I also made the contention that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton tried to push him like a Pied Piper, thinking that this country would not vote for him. So the system lost, but I'm going to put it the best way I can put it to make it simple to not take up a lot of time. That African proverb, when elephants fight, the grass dies. We are the grass. these people aren't losing. When another way is somebody brought up talking about Toys R Us going out of business. That was owned by Bain Capital, which is Mitt Romney there. I bring that as an example to show you. 35,000 people are losing their jobs. Over 20,000 of them have worked 20 to 35 years for that company and get no severance pay and no pension. But they don't, they are the ones who are going to suffer. Bain Capital already extracted the wealth and has left those people in bankruptcy. So now the banks are going to write off some stuff. They don't lose. They are the elephants fighting. The grass is us. So I'm going to say this. With the thing that Trump does, I had a hard time trying to understand Jenna because he said telling the truth. The thing that Trump has done, anytime he shared confidential information with us, it hasn't been for our benefit. It's to tell his handlers in the NSA, you don't control me. I'm the president. Like when he shared that information with the Russian ambassador and they said it was just, you just don't do that. He did that to send them a message. You're not going to control me. It really had nothing to do with us. It wasn't for our benefit. We can't get anything out of the stock market or anything else. So and here's what the fallout that I see. We've known that the media has lied to us. I agree with them 100% on this. But I also see that this fight with the media and Trump controlling the narrative about the media is against us, they're going to use that to get rid of independent and media like what we're doing now. They're not using that to rectify anything that the six major corporations are doing. They're using it to shut some people like us that are telling the raw truth. We're going to be the ones that suffer. The big boys will not suffer. That is their business. We're trying to, like Scotty says, we're trying to give out propaganda that's truthful. That's not their goal. Their goal is to monetize news and information and make money on Wall Street.
OLG, when elephants fight, the grass dies. Well said, well said. And yeah, it's a lot. It's, you know, it's to me, it's a part of the art of confusion. And he's, you know, he's the perfect Pied Piper, you know, and Jenna knows that. And so it's the points that everyone was making from Jenna to OLG is absolutely right. The thing is that I think that is very significant is that China just gave $2 billion to Pakistan.
Right. And if you look at what's someone who has nuclear weapons encountering what Trump did when he's saying, because they came out and said he's trying to withdraw troops from Afghanistan because he says it's a waste. But he doesn't understand that part of the reason for staying in Afghanistan is so that the U.S. military has a jump-off point to control that area. So and he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the long term. He cares about Trump. What's my image? Can I get my people out of there so I can make sure I have two terms? He doesn't care about national security or any of that. The other thing I was saying, and I'm going to let you finish because it's your show. We as citizens are really being duped into this nationalism thing, and I'm going to say it the best way I can from something Ann Coulter said. We keep thinking that we're on top of what's going on internationally, but the truth is Trump got white nationalists and the alt-right and the Bannons all on his side. But when you look at what's happening, they are pro-Russia because Russia does not have dark-skinned people on their continent. If you listen to what they say, they'll tell you every continent has been ruined from Australia to Europe, and now Great America, the dark-skinned people are taking over our country. They want to be like Russia, an ethnocentric, single, homogenous continent. So there's a lot going on with what's happening in this country, and they ain't looking out for us. As a matter of fact, here's a perfect example. Facebook put Alex Jones off from InfoWars for 30 days. Who thinks that's going to hurt his empire when the network is still making money?
OLG. Yep. So well said. We got another caller, Brother Davis. 1 second, and I'm gonna go to you. How much time we have? Okay, good. We're good. So we're gonna make sure we give Brother Davis some time. We're gonna have part two to this because it is very, very important, very engaging, very, very important. The New World Order is not new, and right now the significance is that the empire of the U.S. must fall, and all of that is being put into place. This is why China's given $2 billion to Pakistan, a nuclear country. All of the nuclear countries are now becoming protectivism enemies of the United States, from Europe to Japan to Mexico, even though Mexico don't have nukes, but they have partnerships with nukes. If you read what was in the news, that Mexico was going to establish its oil, who are they establishing that oil for? China. And all of the other nations, it's all being set up via the BRIC nations, AIIB, and the overall economic moves. They're marginalizing and minimizing and divesting themselves of the U.S., and they're making sure that all of the emerging economies now, this is why they call them the emerging economies. They tell you everything in their overall language. They were saying these were the overall economies that were being exploited by the U.S. That's what emerging economies are. So let me get to Brother Davis. I want Brother Davis to definitely have to give his overall view and make his comments and known. Welcome, Brother Davis. What say you?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my
friend. Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my friend.
It's a great show, man, but y'all leaving one contact out. All of these huge nations that are organizing are literally organizing against WASP. They're not organizing against the United States per se. The United States is on the ship that these WASP put in motion. Here's the biggest catch. All of the other countries are building relationships with countries of color because ultimately they will never be eliminated. So they're going to continue allowing the circumstances being as they are with the United States. Why? Because now they see the truth is in Putin's pocket. That changes a lot of the what they call the geometric dynamics, because in reality, all they got to do is expose him. That would turn the people against him, only because they would have experienced the ultimate traitor, a person to take the highest office in the land under the influence of a foreign government. So let's keep our ears to the airwaves, but make no mistake, the players in this game are not playing against the United States per se. They're playing against these walls because these are the world mongers of the world, and then that way, since at least
man, well said, Brother Davis. Some of the things that you were saying, because I think because of where you were traveling, definitely pick this up again on the next Wise Wednesday, because we could hear some of the things. Heard pretty much everything. Totally agree. That's what OLG was the point that he was making as well. You know, it's the dynamics to all of this is very keen, and it's all about it's really all about maintaining control. They don't want to own anything. They want to control everything, and they will sacrifice their children. They will sacrifice other people, their minions. But what they won't sacrifice is the overall sustainability and the objective of subjugation and enslavement. That's what they don't want to ever come into clear and full focus, because if it ever does, then people will have a choice. Am I going to participate, be a willing participant, or am I going to be in objection to this and start thinking on my own and with others that I resonate with? Major problems then starts there. And, you know, right now all of these the countries are aligning themselves, as Brother Davis and OLG said. If you look at them, the BRIC nations,
is more than just Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa, and the BRIC nations. Is hundreds of countries that are in the BRIC nations, and more are coming on. Turkey's coming on. Mexico is now saying that they want to join the BRIC nations. Why are they joining the BRIC nations? Because the deal has already been struck. Canada will join. Starting to see how this whole dynamic will be. And the last straw is that I don't know is going to be testy how it works out, but Britain will be the instigator in everything, and you know, to see how that plays out. I don't know. I don't have that type of mentality. I don't hang with those individuals. I don't care for their energy. I don't resonate with them at all. But when one of the things that we do know is that we know that it does exist because we can see the effects of their existence on our lives. This is why everything is wrong. This is why we say money doesn't grow on trees when money does grow on trees. This is why we have and we engage in what's fake and we turn our backs and walk away from what's real. This is why we chase facades instead of building into strong foundation. And it's the real reason for our displacement. We become disenfranchised because we've taken a deal. Even though we didn't see our hand signing or our oath taking up, but our participation in the system is just as good as a verbal or signature. Your energy is your true signature of who you are, because your signature actually signifies what you agree to do with your energy. And we've signed it with our energy. And this displacement that is on us like a burden in the cloud. We wonder, why is it here? And this is crazy. I didn't sign up for all of this. Right. It's a sign up. It's our energy. And it's never, ever going to produce anything of global in looking at every living person on this being, every living entity that's here in the human form. That won't change until we change the momentum of already what's already been established. The agreement that we give our energy to is a malcontent agreement. And until that changes, we are going to continue to have sickness, we are going to continue to have famines, we are going to continue to have economic collapse. We're going to continue to have diseases, and we're going to continue to have wars. And if you look throughout human history, that's been a part of our existence since then, because the system has been very influential since then. The new world order is not new. It's not new. And it affects us daily. It affects us daily. It has satellites. It has small representations of it that continues to reinforce and continues to rebrand us and get us to continuously follow the rules. Only go here. Only do this. Only think this way. We don't think inside of a we're not trapped inside of a box. We're trapped inside of our own illusions. Our illusions has really captured us. And what I mean by our illusions have captured us is that we think that there can be some form of sovereignty from engaging in what was engaged in yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and that just because we're engaging in it and we do something that we think is totally new, that's going to change everything. Just by us being in the system, and the system able to harness our energy, we haven't realized how were they able to do that in cutting that off, cutting that oil supply off, cutting that natural gas off. And when I'm talking about oil and supply and natural gas, I'm talking about actual forms of energy from a living source, the earth. The earth creates oil. It didn't come from fossilized things that's ridiculous. The oil is the lifeblood of the living earth, the planet. Natural gas is a part of its overall process, just like you have gas. It's a living entity. And until that oil and gas is cut off from providing the lifeblood to the manufactured economy of man and not the overall sustainable ecosystem that the great creator has, then the economy, the man's economy, will always run, will always poison, it will always pollute. So a different thinking is very important among us. We have to use a different consciousness to attack and go in a different direction from the problems that plague us. So we're going to have part two. Great, great. I want to just say big ups to my man Scotty for his input. Big ups to my man Jenna for his inputs. OLG, Brother Davis, and you, just the everyday listener and participant inside of Tando Radio Show. Much love, much in respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And tomorrow we will pick up another part of this, and I truly, truly do greatly appreciate you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.